Hello, I'm Nikita Richards, and I'm running for McLean County Clerk.
Why?
I've served behind the scenes for years to assist individuals with their own campaigns. I've helped in the critical thinking piece of it, the planning, the organizing piece of it, and I've been responsible for, or partly responsible for, helping elect some of our best talent and servicemen and women locally and throughout the state. And so now it's definitely my time to get the baton and carry it forward.
Why, though? Some people never want to step out in front. They always want to serve behind the scenes. There's a difference in personality that a candidate has to have from a good support staffer or a good campaign worker or a good strategizer. Why do you want to take the foreground?
You know, I have to be honest. I, too, was one of those people that felt as though I'm okay behind the scenes. I'm okay being a part of the process because I knew that I made a big impact behind the scenes. I knew that as long as we were getting progressive minds out there, we were getting people who were truly talented, compassionate, and were aware of the issues and could best serve our communities, then I was okay with that. However, after the November 2016 election, something inside of me just said, you know, enough is enough, and it's time for me to step up and again, carry the baton. It's my time. It's our time. We deserve this opportunity. Our community definitely deserves this opportunity, and so I am ready to continue on with my life of service.
For voters who do not know what that life of service has entailed or your personal background, share a little bit about where you came from and what you're about.
Well, I'd have to say that my life of service truly began the moment I enlisted in the United States Navy. I have continued on with that life of service, advocating for people, you know, regardless of race, class, identity, ability, or status. And it's always been a passion of mine. So I've worked from my life in the military. I then worked heavily in the community, advocating for individuals with disabilities, individuals of the LGBTQ community, the faith community, just overall advocacy. I've worked in the DCFS system where I served as a liaison for families who had their children either wrongfully removed from their care or who struggled to have their children returned home to them due to varying reasons. But through that work, I built tight community relationships with social workers, community social agencies, a love and a passion for grassroots organizations as well, soon developed after that. I also served as an advocate for the youth in our community in regards to runaway youth, locked out youth, youth at risk of substance abuse and so forth, and helped develop some policies in regards to that particular issue. And I've served on the Human Service Council. I've served several boards across this community, but my life of advocacy and service just continues on. So I just see this as an extension of that.
How long have you been in this community?
I have been here since 2002. Wow. Yes, 15 years or so. Yeah. My daughter was born here. So okay. I came here as a undergrad student at Illinois State University. And some people say you get here and you never leave. And I don't say that with a negative connotation. I actually have found that to be one of the things that has grown me up. This community has been very welcoming. So
with that history in human services, why are you running for county clerk?
Good question. My professional experience, a lot of the skills developed there really are transferable to the clerk's position. My leadership management, my office management, my organizational and leadership development skills, interpersonal communication skills, and organization skills are really transferable. I also served as what would be deemed as the clerk of the court for administrative court here in Bloomington. So I'm very proud of the work that I've done in administrative court, responsible for a lot of the legal document drafting, policy review, assisting in policy change and procedural change for administrative court while serving as clerk, responsible for the day in and day out operations of the court and the administrative court process, working with city officials, working with community members, business owners, in relations to administrative court, helping with property code violation enforcement, and working with the community to find resolutions or solutions that could best benefit them as well while they try to rectify certain things. But, you know, many of my skills while serving in that seat or that position are crucial to the clerk's position. I also have been an avid promoter of voter registration rights, voter involvement, getting the vote out, a lot of GOTV activity I've served in and participated in, encouraging the community and informing the community about different ways to become involved in the electoral process. Worked with YWCA, worked with NAACP, worked with, so many organizations in relations to the electoral process to make sure that our citizens were informed and had the tools to do so.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Nikita Richards, a Democratic candidate for McLean County Clerk. You mentioned get out the vote, but the county clerk's office is supposed to be even-handed, even though it does have a D or an R attached to the office holder. How would you make sure that it remains a service position?
Very strictly, making sure that, you know, partisanship, a lot of people would love to make this about partisanship. However, as you mentioned, it is even-handed. It's supposed to be fair around the board. And while I'm in office, I insist or will do just that. I'm looking for suggestions from the community. One of the things I plan to implement on the lines of transparency and inclusion and making sure that all things remain fair is that I will be hosting open houses as I serve. And the open houses are for that very purpose.
Why is that necessary for the county clerk's office?
You know, I believe for
it's
any...
Not a policy play. It's not a policy job.
It is not. No, it is not. However, I believe that transparency is key when working in the community. I would love to have, or for the clerk's position to have a presence within the community, for the office to be very welcoming. Not to say that it is not currently. It's just that I would like for citizens to know that the office is one that they can ask questions, they can come to inquire if they have, if they're concerned about the electoral processes, if they're concerned about wanting to file a complaint, they would feel welcome to do so. They know who their clerk is. They see her in the community very much so, but also to know that they're welcome to come to those open houses and share any concerns that they have. So, though it's not policy, it's definitely helping with public relations.
Since you mentioned the current office holder, why boot her? Why boot Kathy Michael, who is running again?
You say boot. I don't say that. I actually say it's definitely time for change in our community. She's served her purpose and has served for quite some time. And so the community deserves someone who is focused on inclusion, focused on innovation, and will continue to serve with integrity.
She would argue she has focused on inclusion. How would you respond to that?
You know, I would have to respond by stating some of her decisions have been very reactionary. For instance, when it comes to dealing with voter suppression and dealing with our youth, there have been some measures taken, some would argue, to combat that. However, I argue that they have been reactionary. Those measures were only taken after the outcry from our youth took place and they started to knock down doors and make phone calls.
Be specific there.
Specific in regards to the my opponent claims that there was no way that her office could be prepared for the 2016 election. She claimed not to have been prepared financially for the increase in voter turnout. However, I would argue that that is simply that shows her inefficiency to run the office as such. She was warned. She knew very well about the voter turnout and the possible increase.
She's since been granted a huge increase in budget to take care of same-day registration.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, this election bailiwick is not the only one in the country to have huge lines in that particular election.
Absolutely not. However, her decision to finally get on board only came after she received much grief from the youth in our community, from the academic community, from those youth that would not take no for an answer. They had to climb the ladder and make the appropriate complaints before my opponent actually took action.
What else?
I plan on being much more proactive and working with our youth in our academic community and our community at a large regarding making sure that we are prepared for those kinds of things. I will not stand by and be okay with 4 to 8 hour waits for voters to participate in the electoral process. I think that is an absolute, I think it's a shame.
Are there other areas of your opponent's record that you think you would do better?
I absolutely believe that I will bring a certain sense of urgency to the table about certain issues. I do plan on taking a look at revising the polling place mapping. Not for all. I want to take a look and see if these polling places are working for our citizens, if they are conducive to those individuals who may need more accessibility. I plan on enforcing the ADA policies that are currently in place, but seeing if perhaps there are some revisions that we need to make to accommodate individuals of that community. One of the things I have in mind that is dear to my heart with my work with individuals with disabilities is that I've heard reports and I've done my own research that some of the polling places are not staffed adequately with the appropriate ADA equipment, specifically in relations to the sight impaired. There have been reports where the machines necessary or required have not been there. And so some sight impaired citizens who go to the ballot to cast their vote have had to have things read to them, have had to have things handed to them without them being able to see them. And this is inappropriate. The equipment absolutely should be modernized. It should be up to date. It should be accessible. Walkways need to be accessible for those individuals who are in specialized seating in wheelchairs. I absolutely will take a look at that and make it one of my key focuses this for election processes. Yes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Nikita Richards is our guest. She's running for McLean County Clerk as a Democrat. Her possible opponent in the general election would be Kathy Michael, the Republican incumbent who is running again. For years, the McLean County League of Women Voters has taken a look at perhaps combining the clerk's election functions and the Bloomington Election Commission to have a single countywide election commission. What are your thoughts on that proposal, pro or con?
I do understand there are some negative sides to combining both. However, with the combination of both, then comes the reduction of cost. And I know that many people have that at the forefront of their minds when it comes to reducing the amount of bureaucracies that we have here in our community. I would have to say it's something I definitely would look more into before I give a yes or no regarding that.
And if it's a yes, which way does it go? Does everything become a commission or does everything go to the clerk's office? It could go either way.
It could go either way, yes, Charlie.
Do you have a sense of which would be preferable?
You know,
without committing,
I don't want to commit to or even give the inference that I'm committing to which way that would go at this time.
How much should it be studied?
Quite a bit. There are people who are, at least from what I've heard, there is the view that we definitely don't need to have two bureaucracies here to administer in the process. And so I am definitely looking into that.
What do you see as the cons?
I will refrain from answering that until I get a little bit more information from my advisors in the community on this.
What else are you running on? What are your planks?
You know, I actually will be implementing, once elected, I will be implementing the Student Youth Involvement Program. I am big into students being aware of the electoral process, but also civic engagement. Civic engagement is huge in relations to creating well-rounded individuals. And I'm looking to partner with the high schools and colleges here in our community for this youth involvement program. Hopefully, these individuals would be able to participate as election junior election judges junior deputy registrars, they'll be able to have access and serve in that way. I'm not sure whether or not I would have it for credit or not, but I definitely want our youth to be involved in the process. Right now, currently, election judges are paid $250 a day, I believe. But if we get a student in there, not saying that we would cheat them, but we definitely would give them a stipend as well for serving. But it may reduce the cost. We could also save some money with having student involvement. So I look forward to developing this program a little more, and especially looking forward to partnering with our local high schools and colleges on this. I have a love for the youth.
The Russian attack on our electoral system has been...
Oh, you brought that up, huh?
In the news. You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, yes. Yeah.
Has been in the news ever since 2016.
Yes,
and
yes,
Illinois
yes.
was one of the states whose voting system at the state election board level was hacked and known to be hacked, although it's pretty plain that up to 22 other states were, or up to 21 other states mm-hmm. Were also... So penetrated.
Right.
What level of experience or expertise do you have to safeguard the privacy of McLean County voters?
Well, I appreciate you answering that. It shows that you're very, very involved and well-read. Actually, one of my platforms and my policies that I plan to implement is called the Voter Information Protection Policy. There will be some procedures that deal with just that. As clerk, as I'm sure you're aware, my job is to hire those vendors that are responsible for the voter voter equipment, sorry. And so for those who are not aware, what happened is that there was a hack into the voter database file, and this put many, many at risk. And they're still looking into how many. So I've heard the latest numbers, I've heard up to 90,000 possible. Now, that's huge. 90,000 possible individuals who may have had their voter information made accessible to hackers.
In Illinois.
In Illinois. Yes. Yes. Thank you. And so I plan to... This goes along with my innovation platform. Some of the things that I'm discussing or plan to implement are best practices when it comes to working with these vendors, hiring them. But in order to have best practices, I will be implementing, and I know this may be, this may not always sit well with individuals, but I plan on having timely updates to the equipment that we already have. From my knowledge, it's been quite some time since our equipment has been updated, and I plan on having a review, at least a yearly review of the equipment processes and taking a look and see what security measures we could put in place. You know, that's my number one focus. As clerk, I have to protect the information of our voters. It's a very scary situation that we're facing right now, but I do plan on addressing that with updates to our current equipment.
The county board has
and holding up
not been successful in keeping a lid on property taxes as they have for the last umpteen years by being loose with a nickel, though. So how do you
loose with the nickel?
How do you make sure that given a climate of fiscal constraint, which we've been in and which there's no sign of changing in the near future, that you have the resources to do those updates? It's not like the current clerk has been frittering away money at all.
No, I would never imply that. However, I'm not sure if it's been at the forefront of her process or of her mind. This is at the forefront. Security is at the forefront of my mind, especially when it comes to keeping our...
So where's the money going to come from?
The money will have to come from our letting go a bit. We would have to take a look and speak with the McLean County Board and see what we can do. We will talk further about where the money will come from.
What would you cut if you don't get new resources and you want to prioritize that?
My hope is that we will get new resources. We are looking into some different options at this time.
But if you don't, what are you going to cut?
Well, I will tell you that I won't make a statement in regards to what will be cut at this time. I'm looking into some things.
Nikita Richards, Democrat, running for McLean County Clerk. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.